Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
Welcome back to Most Valuable Photography Podcast. I'm Clay.
And I'm Devon.
And today we are going to explore what makes a good or maybe a great photograph.
Yeah, I think this is a relative topic. Because I think some of the old rules no longer apply. I think there have been standards in photography, in most genres. There have been standards in music. There have been standards in motion picture making. And I think a lot of, like now with technology and a lot of new and innovative way of thinking, a lot of those rules may apply, but they're not have to. You know, you don't have to do these things. People are shooting, you know, just the way they feel. And I think it's great. And I think there's some people that want to hold on to these old standards because they've taken the time to master them, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that necessarily makes your photograph better because you mastered it, and mine isn't good because I'm using a different set of rules.
Right.
So the kid who goes out west with his iPhone and photographs the mountains and everything else, and his pictures look amazing, but they don't look like Ansel Adams. Mm-hmm. I think they made a good photograph. It's just not like Ansel Adams. And I think it's up to the viewer and it's up to the individual to pick which one they like better.
Right.
You know, it's just like, you know, we can argue all day about who's the sexiest woman alive, who's the sexiest man alive. Like, those type of things are, you know, they're arguments and they're justified, but ultimately it comes down to you like this and I like that. And I think we need to be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm starting to hate YouTube and user groups and blogs and, you know, people who are trying to say, you know, you need to do it this way. You know, because I know how to do it this way and I've mastered doing it this way. So everybody else who wants to be considered good needs to do it like how I do it, and then they can call themselves good.
Yeah.
But I think that only applies when you do set rules and we're competing. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, you're a better, you know, you're a better basketball player if your skills are better and you can score more points than I can in a certain period of time. Yeah, you're a better basketball player, but, you know, there's no, you know, we can debate it, but, you know, if we go head to head and I beat you, I'm better than you, at least on that day.
Yeah.
You know, with photography, it's so subjective, you know, you could take a picture and, you know, 100 people will love it, and I could take a picture and 85 people will love it, and, you know, whose is better, you know?
Yeah.
we all go to the museum and we spend more time in different rooms because we appreciate things that are different.
Right.
And we all, you know, we all have iTunes, but all our iTunes are different. You know, mm-hmm. We're all listening to different music.
Different music.
And my point is, what makes it different with photography? Why do you have to do rule of thirds? Why do you have to compose this way? Why does your lighting have, why do you have to do Rembrandt lighting?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to do, you know, why do we have to do all these things to be considered good? You know, and because I think it's a relative term.
I agree. And the thing is that we looked at, you know, things like the rule of thirds because that's what the painters were doing, right? The masters in painting.
Right.
But photography is a different medium. So I don't see why we can't just go ahead and break those rules and say, well, I know the rules and now I'm going to break them.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when some of those old rules like fill the frame, you know, and, you know, compose the shot the way you want it. And, you know, like I think a lot of people have realized, well, I can shoot this image and I can crop it the way I want it later.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, you know, you can take, you know, you can catch the rhythm moment and fix it later, and or you can capture the moment exactly how you want it. Does that make one person's photograph better because they didn't crop? Or does it make, you know, because I think even some of the great old film photography photos, you know, they show where they crop the picture because you know, they decided, okay, this is going to look better as an 8x10 or, you know, however they were going to print it later. So I think we just need to relax.
I agree.
It's 2020, you know, it's 2020. Let's just relax with photography, allow people to do what they want to do and what works for them and whatever circle they're in, and let them rock. You know, it's just like when people try to pigeonhole music and say, that's not hip hop, that's not rock and roll, that's not this, because it's going to elevate and things are going to go and cycle. And, you know, they may be doing this today and this tomorrow. And it's okay if you don't like it, but don't say that it's trash because you don't like it.
Right.
You know, because we all go in the supermarket, we all choose from different aisles, you know, and it's okay. You know, you don't walk down the super, you don't walk in the supermarket and point in people's carts and be like, you're an idiot. You're buying that. And, you know, you don't do that. You just let people
you
eat what
problems,
they want to eat. Yeah, but people have no problem blasting people for their photography. Like, oh, look how they're posed. Oh, look at the composition. Oh, your lighting is all wrong. You know, all that stuff. And I think for the new photographer, the bad thing is it's very discouraging. And if I hear one more person say, you know, they're considering putting down the camera because of what people say about their photography. And it's, you know, it's usually people who are awful photographers who have all the commentary in the world. You know, if you look at their pictures, it's like, you're not that great.
Yeah.
So what gives you the right to comment? You know?
Well, there are a few things here. So, okay, the whole cropping, the idea on cropping. So Sony and other companies have made cameras. Like the latest Sony A7 R4 is 61 megapixels. If you can't crop a picture from a 61 megapixel sensor image, there's a problem here. Like, you should be able to look at your frame and say, you know what? Yeah, my mind was somewhere else when I took this picture. But today, right now, sitting in front of my computer, I'd like to crop it to be this instead. Right?
Right.
And also, the whole idea on people online expressing a disdain for something that you find enjoyable is reprehensible. I mean, if it makes you feel good, it's about you. It's not like you're imposing negatively in someone else's space, unless you're actually creating photography that is negative about that person who has the problem with it. I don't see what the problem is. You know, like I don't know if do you remember my post that I wrote for Emulsif, the where to from here?
Right.
So I wrote that post. I got a lot of positive feedback, and then one of the negative feedbacks basically came out saying that, you know, get offline or whatever. But the comment that really got me is that, stop taking photos of graffiti. We've all had a gutful. Like, first of all, graffiti changes all the time. And second of all,
right,
if I enjoy shooting graffiti, why not continue shooting it? I love it.
Right. That's like saying, all right, no more street photography. We've seen it.
Exactly.
You know, we've seen street photography. We've seen all the New York City photos that we can see. We've seen all the shots from Paris that we can see. We don't want to see any more street photography. Like, all you guys out there shooting street, stop. You know?
Right.
Like, we, you know, photography has been around, you know, hundreds of years now. So, what haven't we seen?
Exactly.
You know, we've seen all kinds of photos, you know, and more photos have been taken in the last, you know, 5-10 years than in the history of photography because of the cell phone.
Yep.
You know, people are taking more and more and more and more photos. So, you know, we've seen everything. So to say that, you know, to pick graffiti as the one we don't want to see anymore, it doesn't make any sense.
It
and
doesn't.
It's like, why are people doing this? You know, what is it within photographers that makes them say, point to another photographer and say that you need to stop that?
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know if this necessarily takes place in other forms of art. I mean, I do think people do, you know, there are haters in music and there are haters, but I don't think there's other forms of art where people are like, you need to cut that out. You know, it's funny because I was watching the Basquiat documentary on Netflix, and you know, he experienced a lot of the same things, and you know, his art is selling you know, for millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So, and but people were, you know, when he came out, he was a rebel. Yeah. And he wasn't following the rules and he was doing stuff that was different. And people were saying that his stuff was crap, but it was selling for a lot of money back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, do we even bother to listen to the critics anymore? You know, because we've seen what can happen. It's like, yeah, you can criticize me. And then now I'm considered, you know, one of the greatest of all time.
Right.
You know, and people are dying to have my work and hang it in their house. And, you know, that's my fear, is that the young Basquiat photographer is going to stop shooting and the world is not going to be able to experience their photography because other photographers feel they have, you know, they have a need to tell them your stuff is not good. You need to do it like me, you know, or you need to do it like people have done it in the past. And I don't think that's true.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
You know, with digital photography, there's so much more you can do. You know, there's so much more you can capture. And if part of your creative process is Photoshop, then that's part of your creative process. Mm-hmm. You know, if you take your photos and you don't understand lighting in camera, but you understand lighting in Photoshop and you correct your photos in Photoshop, I think you're okay. You
know,
like everybody should be allowed to do their thing regardless of how you do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all about getting to the final product, which is the image. And if you can get to an image that you're happy with and you're okay with, then I think that's fine.
That's all that matters, actually.
And yeah. So I think the biggest question is, I think photographers need to question themselves. Like, why do you feel the need to critique or criticize other photographers? Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of those things, if you don't like it, move on. Mm-hmm. You know, I look at photography every day. I see people post stuff every day. And if I like it, I'll like it and I'll comment on it and I'll say, this is great. And if I don't like it, I just go past it. I don't feel the need to say anything. Mm-hmm. You know, and the other thing is that nobody's asking you. You know, like, nobody's asking. People are posting their stuff, people are sharing their work. Nobody's asking your opinion. They're sharing their work for those who may appreciate it, you know. Mm-hmm. And you'll have those people who appreciate it and they comment, and then you have those people who feel a need to post a negative comment, you know. And it's, that's the part I don't understand. Why do you feel you need to say something?
The problem is that everyone wants to be an expert, a guru, you know, a tastemaker. And so they feel that if they state or make a comment, like let's say if you're in a group and you have shared something that you did, mm-hmm. everyone wants you to fall in line like a lemming. And the person who says it first, or the group of people who say it first, they all want to be experts. They all want to be the gurus. They all want to be the gatekeepers. Problem is that art is subjective. Making art is subjective. Making anything that isn't, like, we're not talking about making some sort, you know, we're not talking about looking at someone's, let's say, some scientific thing. Right?
Right.
We're not talking about making some compound. Now, yeah, right. Even that is subjective sometimes. Because
right.
if you know how to work out empirically how to make something, and you make it and it actually comes out fine, that's also
right.
fine. So,
right.
I don't know. I think, again, well, you know, everyone wants to be a guru.
I mean, yeah. Well, the other thing, well, everybody wants to be a guru, but you have to understand that people come to the guru and ask for advice. Mm-hmm. If they're not asking you, there's guru, you have nothing to say. Gurus don't walk around giving their opinion on everything. Very gurus true. Wait and they sit and they wait for people to come to them, mm-hmm. and they give their opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm saying. If you're helping people out and they're coming to you and saying, hey, struggling with this picture, can't figure out what's wrong with it, what do you think? And you give your opinion, you know, they're asking for your help.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't think it's warranted to give your opinion or belittle people when they're not asking. Nobody asked you.
Agreed.
You know, and that's my thing. Like, I think photographers really need to start to question, why you feel you need to state your opinion on this? Why do you, why, you know, Why are you doing that? What within inside you makes you want to comment negatively on somebody else's photo?
Agreed.
You know, we can go back to kindergarten. If you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything.
Yes.
Like, it's very simple.
Yeah.
Because you have to understand that, you know, your words are powerful. And, you know, do you really want to be the reason that this person stops doing photography? You know, you could be the last straw.
Yeah.
You could be that person, you know, and some people may take pride in that. Mm-hmm. And that's sad too. They may take pride in the fact that, you know, I made somebody quit shooting, you know, they were garbage and I made them stop,
yeah.
You know, but what good is that? You know, we should be uplifting each other and that sort of thing. And if you're not, like I said, if you don't have anything to say or to contribute positively, and if they're not asking you this, feel comfortable keeping your mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you see somebody building houses wrong and you're like, man, I know that house is going to fall. I need to say something to them. You know, it's like, yeah, they can't do it that way. They're going to hurt themselves if they do it that way. You know, and that sort of thing, like I can see like, hey, you know, that's not safe because of this, and this. And if they can prove to you that it is safe, then they're valid in the way they build houses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say, no, I've been building houses like this for 50 years and it works. Okay, they know a different way than you do.
Mm-hmm.
It may not look safe to you. They just know a different way. And whether you agree or disagree, it has worked for them for 50 years.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Whether you understand it or not, they've proven their point. You know, but to say like, no, you then to go back and say, well, no, you have to do it this way because this is the way I learned and this is the way, you know, all professionals are trained and, you know, go down that whole line. But they can say like, hey, but look at all these houses I built. They've been standing for all this time. Look at that one. It's been standing for 75 years,
mm-hmm.
You know, and so you're like, what do you say to that? But people still feel a need to say like, nope, you're wrong because
yeah.
You don't do it the way I do it. You know, but they've proven their point.
Right.
So let people do things the way they want to do them if it's not directly bothering you. You know, if it's not causing you any harm, let people live.
Yep.
You know, I mean, spend the time working on doing things better that you want to do. Work on becoming the best photographer you can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we can always get better at what we're doing.
Yep.
You know, so, but I think people are spending more time I feel like people are waiting for it.
Yeah, I think so.
They're waiting for somebody to post something that they can say something about. They're just waiting. They're waiting for somebody not to use a photography standard. And they're going to be like, oh, that picture is underexposed. Oh, that picture is overexposed. And you can tell because everybody uses the same cliche comments,
mm-hmm.
You know. And it gets old. It's getting old. It's already old.
You know, the funny thing that you'll see is that the person, let's say the person who comments on your thing, they would probably say something about a similar image of someone they consider a guru and they would compliment it, right? So sometimes that comment is just a comment about trying to take you down rather than it actually really affecting them in a way. You know what I mean? Like they don't necessarily...
Right.
Sometimes they just say something just to say something, just because it's like, well, it has to be said because, well, who are you to break these rules? Right.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, if I see a picture that I'm not a fan of, I look at it and I know I may not say something, but I learn from it to say, wow, this is what I don't want to do. And then I study the picture to see what I don't want to do. But it's a lesson for me, not for you, because it's you're
right.
Doing it. You're enjoying it. But I may not want to do it. And so I need to learn how not to do it.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's one of those things where we all take pictures
mm-hmm.
and we all try different styles. And I think you need that space to explore because I think that's where you grow as a photographer and you're going to get bored with certain things. So if you shoot things that are flat, you want to shoot things that may be overexposed. You may want to shoot things that are dark and contrasty. Like I saw you were posting a lot of things before that were really contrasty and they were dark,
mm-hmm.
You know, but it's like, okay, you know, I've been looking at regular pictures all day. This is actually a brush of fresh air. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
This actually like, okay, cool. Let me see what he was going for here.
Yeah.
Let me see if this was like, why did he make it this way? You know, and then I can look at the picture and ask questions. And then, you know, the picture becomes more interesting to me, you know. And I think that's what we need to do, is look at art and look at photography as art and try to figure out, okay, what's the story behind this? You know, why did they do what they do? And I think if, you know, and even if photographers approach it as, all right, what's the story I'm telling? You know, why am I taking pictures? That's why I tell, you know, people who are starting out, it's like, you know, before you put the camera up to your eye, figure out, why am I going to take this? You know, and then it kind of helps you from getting in a rut.
Yeah.
But back to what we were talking about. Yeah, you look at some of the, like, people who are considered the masters of photography, and you look at their work, and everybody today harps on sharpness. You know, they talk about a lens. Oh, it's super sharp. Yeah, you got to get it. It's super sharp. And then you look at all these you know, all these photographs of people in history who are the greats, and none of the, a lot of the pictures aren't sharp.
Right.
I would say the majority of them are not sharp.
Right.
And a lot of them, they miss focus.
Yeah. But it's the emotion, know? Right? But it's all about
it's
the emotion.
It's the emotion. It's what they captured. It's the, it's either the emotion, the, they were there, you know, they caught that moment. Like, they had the wherewithal to wait and capture that decisive moment. But, you know, they're not technically correct, but they're considered great. So why can they do it? And, you know, when CW Daily posts something and it's not sharp, it's like, oh my goodness, how could you post that? That's not sharp. But, you know, and they come for you and it's like, why? Why is this one great? And when I do it, it's not great.
Yeah. Good point. Know?
Why can their pictures be grainy and mine aren't? Mine can't be grainy. Like, I'm thinking of, you know, if you look at, I was looking at Time Magazine, like some of their greatest photos. If you see some of that photojournalistic stuff, a lot of it is blurry because those guys are literally running from guns and stuff like that. And you see them capturing moments in, you know, battle photography and just trying to capture the moment, you know. And, you know, a lot of it is not technically correct, but they captured the moment and it evoked something in people, you know? And I think that's what's important. And it's up to the viewer to say, okay, this is great. This is not great to me, you know? But either way, it's okay. You know, you don't have to like everything. I don't have to like everything. But more importantly, you don't have to hate on everything.
Yeah.
You know, that's not an obligation for photographers. And, you know, that's my point. You know, let people live, let them take pictures and, you know, be okay with them doing their thing.
Yep. You know, I agree.
And that's it. You know, so what, in short, like, what makes a great photograph? You do.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
You know, you do. You know, that's who, that's what makes a photography, a photograph great. You make it great. You know, it's up to the individual. Like, you make it great or you make it bad. And that's okay. It's up to each individual. I don't think there's any one thing or group of things that we can say will make a great photo. You know, because I mean, you know, I don't know everything about art. And, you know, I walk around a museum and sometimes I'm confused. I'm like, I don't know why this is here. You know, I'm like, this doesn't make any sense to me. But, you know, but then there's people who come in and they stare at it and they, I see them, they're over there and they're talking and they're like amazed by it. And I'm just like, man, I got to hear what they're saying because I don't get it, but they're enjoying it so much. I need to find out why this is so dope. You know? So I think that's what we need to look at stuff and say, okay, like, why would they do this? You know, why would you do this?
Yep.
And like, you know, I met, John Barrett, who was the photographer for the Muppets, and he, I was showing him some of my portfolio, and I showed him a picture, and he said, "Why did you do this?" And I said, "I don't know." He said, "Now I don't like the picture because you don't know why you took it." He was like, "If you told me that you did this for a specific reason, I would like the photo." But he said, "Now I don't like it because you don't know why you took it and crop." He asked me why I cropped it a certain way, and I said, "Oh, I don't know." And he was like, "Yeah, see, I would have liked the photo if you told me you did this for a specific reason, but now I don't like it because you don't know why you took it and why you did purpose to it. Mm-hmm. You know, so for him, it was like, it's the meaning behind what you do.
Yeah.
You know, that's what's going to make me like it or not like it. And I think from that point on, I made sure, like, every time I take a picture or I crop it a certain way, I have a meaning behind it, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not just doing it, you know, because I think now what's happening is people are taking photographs to be liked and not because they like it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so if they take a photograph and it gets a good response, now I got to take all my photos in the same vein.
Right.
You know, so now you become this kind of photographer, but that's not the photography that you want to be doing.
Right.
You know, and I find that with a lot of guys, men and women are, you know, they end up shooting like models and eye candy because that's always liked, you know. So I'll do this because it's going to be liked. And it's not necessarily like what I want to be shooting. They may want to be a landscape photographer, but that's not going to get me, you know, liked by everybody, you know. So it's kind of dictating the lane they're taking with their photography. And I think that's sad. Like, we're in a society now where people are doing things for acceptance and recognition rather than doing things from their heart, you know, because that acceptance and recognition lasts, you know, what, a day, maybe a few hours.
Yeah.
You know, you get some likes on, and then that image is done. But when you do stuff from your heart, that stuff is going to last forever.
Yep.
You know, those, you're going to go back and you're going to look at these images 10 years from now and you're going to be like, oh man, I remember this, you know, and I remember why I did it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what's important in, you know, the whole attitude of we're going to keep people in this little box of standards of what makes a great photograph, and that'll be it. It's like the kids who are like climbing buildings and stuff just to get those kind of GoPro things.
I'm
in a really dangerous position, but it's for likes.
Yeah,
you know, it's like you're risking your life for a few likes.
Yeah, not worth
it. You know, it's not. So, you know, let's start to give people a little bit more room to grow and to express, where we're not painting them into a box, so they don't have to. You know, they can actually do photography from the heart, and then you won't have as many photographers saying they're burnt out with shooting because they can just find something that they love and go shoot it.
Right, right.
You know, and have that space. Like, they don't have to be this kind of photographer all the time to be liked.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, I agree. You know, the thing is that I think people should definitely shoot what they like, because if you're not shooting what you like, why should I like what you shoot? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're just doing it for the likes, and you're not really into it. Like, I love watching people create something that they're really into.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, because it actually comes across in the work. Even if it's unconventional, which actually, I love unconventional stuff, but if it's unconventional and you do it because it makes you, it feeds you creatively and artistically, that stuff is great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
I think, and I just think, like, people are getting caught up in a system that they're creating.
Yeah.
That, you know, like, photographers are creating this system, but nobody likes it, but everybody's doing it, you know? Like, everybody's doing the same thing. Like, everybody's critiquing and doing this, and nobody likes it, but it's being allowed to happen. Yeah. And I don't think it should be. I think you should take control and, you know, get the freedom. I think social media and the need to share what you're doing with everybody has made people a little scared to just freely express what they're going to do. You know, people take, you know, 4 hours trying to create the perfect post. You know, it's like, it's not worth it. You know, I don't know if people care that much, you know.
True.
You know, I see people put up photos, and if they don't get enough likes, they take them down. And it's just like, I don't think that should be, you know, what dictates what you show to people.
Right, right.
You know, show what you like, you know, show what you like and show what you're passionate about and show what you want other people to experience because it made you feel good and you want them to feel good, or this moved an emotion in you and you want to try to move that same emotion in other people. You know, I think that should be more of what we're doing than for likes.
Yep.
Right. You know, and to be accepted. And so people to say like, oh, that's a great photograph. You know, I don't need people to tell me my photography is great. You know, I just need to move people with it, you know, and if I can move one person, I'm good. You know, it was worth it, you know. Mm-hmm. So, and if that one person is myself, I'm good with it, you know.
Yeah.
That's it, you know. So I think that's what it is. Let's get a little more security and a little more, you know, self-pride, mm-hmm. confidence in what we're doing and be okay with that.
Yeah, you know? True.
And I think if we're focused more on ourselves than the next person, it'll make it easier for the next person to express themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's ultimately what we should be doing is like, this is a form of expression. It's another medium of art, you know, and, you know,
yep.
It's like you want to go out and dance the way you want to, go out and shoot the way you want to. Like, just have fun expressing yourself in however that may be.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very true.
So
sounds good.
Yes. So I think I'm done preaching for the day. the doors of the church are open. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
But that's it. But yeah, right. In summary, I would just say what makes a good photograph, you do. You know, you make a good photograph. It's your opinion. And be okay with it either way. And don't worry about the opinions of others.
Well said. Cool. Listeners, please enjoy that. You can tweet at us. You can IG us. How do you say that? Instagram message us?
Yeah. Yep.
Where can they find you?
You can find me at Devon Warren Photo everywhere. So that's DevonWarrenFoto. And that's on all social media. And that's also my website.
Cool beans. And I'm CW Daily everywhere on the website, on the socials. So, you know, open doors, open messages.
Yeah, we respond.
Yes, very responsive.
Yeah.
Alrighty, till the next time.
Yes, sir.
Ciao.
Ciao.